Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Sorry. Afternoon.
Hello. Evening. Afternoon, evening, good night, good morning.
How's everyone doing? I'm eating cake right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm eating biryani that I made in my Instant Pot.
I finished my mini pound cake.
Ooh, yeah. Yummy.
Those are good.
Yeah, that's
looks like somebody just woke up.
Oh, what, yeah. My hat tells you that?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes. It's your nice sweater.
What does your sweater say, Matthew?
I love it.
What does it say?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh my God.
Who knows the reference?
Me.
What movie was that from?
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a very famous line.
Yeah. I love that movie. It's cool.
It's a famous line.
I recently saw a meme about that movie about how people want to know like what the father of the household did for a living to own a house that big and to take like 10 kids to Paris. on a holiday vacation that they do every year. Like, who can afford that?
Did you see he came back in a commercial as his character, an adult character?
The father?
The kid.
Oh, the kid?
Oh. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin, he came back in a commercial as you know, his adult self the house.
Nice.
That's so cool. So they're making another movie with his
adult self? They are. That they were saying that they're going to make another movie with him.
I would watch it.
But it's funny because he's doing the same things the child did.
Yeah, like Home Alone as an adult is very different. It's like something that you and I do. Someone walks through that door, I'm like, come on, come join me for a drink. Get in. I don't need to go anywhere.
Well, the robbers, what would you do to them if they come?
Offer them a drink. What are they going to take? I don't really have much my Instant Pot. Like, take
all
it.
Right, so we have Dana offering these robbers a drink. Sylvia, what would you do if a robber come to your house?
Hide and call the cops. I mean, what else can you do, right? I mean, try to get some kind of weapons. So if they try to hit you, you have something to defend yourself with. I don't think I can do elaborate traps like, you know, I don't have the time for that. Or usually these things you have to test to see if it even works.
Yeah.
And then usually, and I don't know, and you have to be careful because if you hit some, even if you set it up as self-defense, if you hit someone and you hurt them, they can take you to court and then you could lose even though it's in your own house. So it's a whole bunch of things. It's better to just call the cops and wait it out.
Yeah, that's true. It's so funny.
The kid in Home Alone was worried about all that. He was just looking to hurt him.
He was having fun.
And good thing he was like a little kid. If he was an adult, I don't know. If he killed the both of them, I don't know if he would be charged as an adult, even though it was self-defense. He didn't have to go that far. Because imagine if someone dropped a brick on your head, like, you'd get seriously hurt.
He would have gone to juvie. I think so. If it was real life, he would have gone to juvenile delinquency. Place for like
I don't think so. He's defending himself, man.
His family's rich too. They probably could get the best lawyers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sylvia?
Yeah. Sylvia.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not forget this was in the early 90s, so stuff like that was acceptable. Nobody really cared back then.
Yeah, but if you can prove that it's self-defense, then you get away with it.
Not really.
Well, now you have video. I mean, video.
Not nowadays.
Evidence.
Mm. Or you can get the Ring app, which I don't have, but Matthew has it. And Dana now has it.
Not yet. They're going to mail it to me soon.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just I know, Dana, you were talking about your pot. This morning I saw on my Instagram this ad called, someone is selling a pot called... It's a portable cooking pot called a Itaki. So you can have your own little bento box, and it heats up your food right there. You plug. I don't know if you could plug it in by your desk and just heat up your biryani right there and eat it at your desk. You don't
have to use the microwave. I've seen that for people that like warm food but don't want to use the microwave.
Oh, they, really? They bring a portable pot, like a heated up.
You can bring that to like work with you and like plug it in at your desk, and it warms it up for people that like soups and things like that.
Oh wow!
It makes warming up easier.
$60 with free shipping. They have a cheaper one for $50. I don't know how much shipping might boost it up to $60, but it's cute and it's so. They even have an air fryer that's sold out, but it's kind of cool because like you don't have to line up to use the microwave. You can just heat up whatever. You can even bring like raw chicken or whatever and just heat it up right there and season it right at your desktop. Ooh.
See if you can send us a link.
Yes.
You guys are interested, huh? People that don't like microwaves want that.
I like all these alternative ideas to the microwave. That's pretty cool. I didn't know there were so many.
I'll flex a group.
Then, like, how do you guys make popcorn, Gary and Eddie?
I don't.
I'm not a popcorn guy anyway, so.
Really?
You don't need a microwave for popcorn.
Yeah, but you have to get like one of those like stovetop things to make the popcorn in that.
Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, they got the Jiffy Pop ones where you make on the stove, right?
That's so old school and it like expands.
Or
right
you can buy
it. It's a little messy, but you know.
Yeah.
I've
seen people make popcorn in like their coffee maker.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
What?
Like an empty coffee. You know those coffee pot makers? You put like,
oh, the caramel,
because the bottom is heated. So you add a little butter and you add some kernels and then it just pops inside.
I should try that. That's creative.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. I love this. Because I bought my coffee. Own popcorn maker because I love popcorn. But yeah, I'll try that.
You love I love coffee. Cindy's like, I like popcorn. What a coffee maker this Christmas.
Coffee flavored popcorn.
Sprinkles caramel and coffee on top and caramel drizzle with caramel. Oh my god, that's an innovative idea. Whoever's listening.
It could also make them for frying pan. You just need to put tinfoil over the top of it.
That's true. Yeah, it's the same thing as the Jiffy Pop thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyone has any good articles today?
Yeah, I have something.
Okay.
So the article is about, I've actually read about this person before, the owner of Sakina Halal Grill in Washington, D.C. I think a few years ago, I read an article about how he feeds homeless people for free. So it's almost like a pay it forward sort of service. Like maybe like the people who come in and buy his food, they pay a little extra to support his cause, and he also takes donations. But recently, I mean, that's all well and good, but you know how restaurants have been suffering because of the pandemic. Recently, he's like, oh, he had to close down for like 4 months during the pandemic. And in November, he reached out on a GoFundMe to get donations so he can continue his mission of feeding homeless people in his restaurant. It actually worked. He's really happy. People donated like $331,430 to the Sakina Halal Grill. And it's so sweet because he actually has a reputation for this. Like, I don't know him personally, but I remember his story a long time ago when I read it. Because I don't know any restaurant and business owner who does it. Like, they don't have to pay a penny. They just go in and they say, I'm hungry. I don't have something. I would like something to eat. And he freely gives them food. I don't remember how he gets compensated or such, but I think it's mostly by donation. People would mostly come in and give him money, or maybe people would come and pay a little extra for the homeless people. So yeah, so I mean, it's really sweet to see that even during these times, people are still charitable enough to help people in need.
That's sweet.
So yeah, you can probably still go on his GoFundMe page. He started it since November 11. You could probably still go on it and donate if you want to. He's still feeding people in
what
Washington.
What is it called, his GoFundMe?
On GoFundMe, it's called Sakina Halal Grill Meals.
How do you spell that?
S-A-K-I-N-A, Halal, H-A-L-A-L, Grills, Grill, G-R-I-L-L, Meals, M-E-A-L-S.
Nice. Wow.
So his goal was, yeah, his goal is to try to get 20,000 meals. And his name is Kazi Manan.
Ooh. Nice. I had halal food last night, so.
Oh yeah, we had halal food. It's so good. Yeah, if you're hungry, you're not going to be hungry for too long afterwards.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, donating during this time is so important because I was thinking of how I can donate. I don't know. I think maybe I'll look for some old toys or anything to see if I can donate. But I would donate holidays, like,
right?
Yeah. Indiana police officers, they distributed hundreds of boxes of food, toys to families in need. And I thought that was super sweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they handed out a bunch of food and toys at the Salvation Army.
That's pretty cool, though.
They're packing the food in the trunk of people's. And they had more than 600 families stopping by to get food and toys for Christmas.
Why can't we see more stories like this of police departments doing this kind of thing? You
know? Yeah. It's really beautiful. You just pull up with your car and you get stuff from the in the box.
I believe the Melville Police Department does that.
Oh yeah? 1,600 people stop by.
That's awesome. And it also makes, like, you know how like the reputation of police officers has not been the greatest lately? Yeah. This kind of helps, you know, bring police into their community to show that they do have a good side of, you know, being one with the community. So I think it opens up more avenues too for communication, because you could be like, oh, that's the guy that, you know, drove by and gave me this, this, and this. He's a good guy. So I feel like it's a good initiative for police officers, even though they're just delivering it or they're collecting foods. It's a good way to be one with the community that they work with.
Yeah, yeah. And also in Florida, they donated red Santa hats. So it's so cool.
Nice.
And they also donated I think they donated the hats to 200 kids. So any little thing makes a difference.
I feel like these kind of stories don't get enough attention, right?
Yeah, especially now in Christmas, a lot of families, they feel it hard during the pandemic. And, you know, a lot of people are unemployed still, and they just needed something for their kids. So it's always, the kids don't know where to get the gifts from. They feel like it's Santa. So it's good to have, you know, give something to the mom to put for the kids under the tree. It's a blessing.
That's really sweet. It's kind of related. I saw a video clip. One of the senators or something, they were making a speech and they said, they're talking about the virus and traveling. And they said they make a special exception to Santa Claus. So he has full access and privilege to travel the world. I was like, oh, that's really cute. In case parents are trying to figure out what to tell their kids, they can just show them the clip, like, the U.S., or maybe not U.S., someone in the U.N. Approves Santa to travel.
Yeah. I read on someone's Facebook post this past week about how parents give like lavishing gifts to their kids and they say it's from Santa Claus. They'll get them like iPad devices and video games and stuff. And then other kids will look at that and wonder, but Santa didn't give me that. So parents are also encouraging other parents to not say that this came from Santa, because then other kids anticipate, you know, kids that come from poorer families feel like, why isn't Santa giving me an iPad? Whereas, you know, my friend got an iPad. So they're trying to like normalize the fact that it's not Santa giving you these devices. Santa gives you like a little baseball or like something, you know, small, like a token for being good. You can still have that theme of Santa Claus and Christmas, but don't portray it in such a materialistic way where another child feels like he's not being a good child because he didn't get the iPad this year. He got, you know, a baseball bat instead. So I'm seeing a lot of those posts this year too.
That reminds me of the Hallmark movie. I don't remember the name of the movie, but basically it's talking about orphans. You know, Santa Claus doesn't come for orphan kids. And in the movie, Santa Claus did come for orphan kids for once. But yeah. I guess that it's really sad. That's probably how they have to go through things. But I think orphanages possibly also doing that now, where they're giving kids at least something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's Toys for Tots out there. I see cars have the stickers on them. So it makes me smile to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, in my neighborhood last night, they had Santa going around. So they had like fire trucks, and they had Santa's sleigh, and then them were like some police officers. I think I saw three different sets of Santa Clauses and Mrs. Santa Clauses. It was really cool. I kept looking out the window, I'm like, Santa! It made me so happy.
Joby's cloning himself now, huh?
I guess. That's okay. The more the merrier. Bring on the Santas.
I saw Santa Claus in Roosevelt Field.
I'm surprised they're still doing that. They're having like kids come on Santa's lap?
No.
No, they sit like 6 feet away and he has a mask on the whole time.
That's so awkward. Like, how are they going to Photoshop the kids on his lap? How are they going to do it?
Just that.
It's
what do you want for Christmas?
I want COVID to go away.
That's so funny because I'm actually trying to figure out who said that, but Dr. Fossey is making so many statements that Santa Claus is an innate has innate immunity, and he personally vaccinated him.
Imagine like Fauci, this little guy walking up to Santa, like, here you go, you got your vaccine.
But he's still being safe with his mask at Roosevelt Field Mall.
That's good. Safe Santa.
They're still able to do it. Find a way to do it, at least for the kids.
Yeah, they're happy. Yeah. People were lined up, and people were still taking pictures of Santa. So it's pretty cool. I was tempted to go, but
yeah, I didn't see a lot of people. It was just sporadic, like here and there. Like there'd be a kid going in, but it wasn't busy.
Yeah, and also in Miller Ridge Inn in Long Island, they have Santa in a glass case now. a real person, and they put like
Santa
a glass
in a box.
Yeah,
I hope it has holes in it or something.
I don't even know if it has holes. I hope so.
Santa has special powers. I'm sure
they're gonna suffocate Santa.
I just wonder, did Santa get his lasagna this year? That's all I know. Wonder about.
Yeah, because last year we went to Miller Ridge Inn, and we sat on Santa's lap. But he said his only wish is for his wife to make him lasagna.
Lasagna? Yeah. Wow. That's a big step up from milk and cookies, right? Like.
Yeah, because his wife, I guess he always wanted lasagna and his wife never had time. So that's his wish. And we're like, aw.
Is this like a Santa thing, or is that something that your Santa just told you like randomly?
What?
I don't know.
There's only one Santa. Santa goes all around. Santa is like omnipotent. It's like everything.
He wants lasagna now and not cookies?
Wants,
is that what we
wants
tell
lasagna. Well, people have been feeding him cookies for so long, his teeth are probably hurting. So he wants something like a little more substance now.
But lasagna is more of like a dinner and cookies are more like a dessert. So maybe he'll follow it up with some cookies.
He's That's probably true. Diabetic at this point from all the cookies.
But I think Dr. Fossey said he's superhuman and he eats his weight in cookies. So I suppose he must be one of those superhuman that he doesn't have any illnesses no matter what he does. He only just
gets sound very breath. Scientific.
Well, Santa is magical, so science doesn't apply to Santa. But Santa does want something that tastes a little different once in a while, so he wanted to try lasagna. He saw Garfield, and then he's just like, I met Garfield, Garfield had lasagna, I want lasagna.
But I want to see these medical reports you're talking about. I want to see Santa Claus medical reports.
You want verification?
Yes.
You have to go to the North Pole, the elves have that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Lasagna it is.
Yeah. How's everyone dealing with the snow outside?
Oh, it's pretty, right? Certain places.
It's really pretty.
It was snowing this morning, actually.
Yeah.
It's still snowing. I see a little flurry coming down, but it's not sticking, thank God. This year, I did not shovel. I had some college kids walk around, so I paid them to do it. And I chatted with them in the meantime to see what they're majoring in, where they're going to school. So it was nice. I mean, they made money. I got to relax and had some shovel. Prices have gone up.
How much did you pay?
For my walkway and just for my car to leave, $35.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, that's cheap.
But I remember back in the day, it used to be like, oh, I'll give me $10 and no. I'll do it. Now it's like the prices have like
inflation.
Like, you want me to the whole driveway, then it's got to be like $55. He gave me like all these different rates, and I was like, listen, just get my car out, make my walkway clean, and that's it.
Ours is at least 100 in our area.
Yeah, it's like 50 by me. Been.
Yeah, it's like 100. We paid last year $90.
Who does it? Students or what? Professionals?
No, people with spades. Like people just walking around the neighborhood with spades.
I feel like back in the day too, it used to be like a bunch of teenagers with nothing better to do, right? Yeah. Now it's college kids looking for a second income stream or something.
Yeah. But they worked hard though. I really they did a really good job. They worked hard. It was worth it.
Yeah, of course. $35 is nothing
for me to do. Yeah.
It is hard now when you get older.
Yeah. There was one time we had a really bad snowstorm, and luckily there were five high school boys came around and they shoveled the snow really quickly, and I don't think me and Cindy could have done such a great job like they did.
No, because we were out there for 4 hours actually shoveling. It was really one of the toughest.
It was like endless. It was double the snow we have this time, and it took us like 2.5 hours to shovel this one.
Yeah,
or almost three. Yeah.
Yeah, this time wasn't horrible. So our technique is shovel the night of the snow and then in the morning. So if you shovel in the night, you take off like a lot of them. And then in the morning, it's easier. You pick up the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you have a driveway and a whole front yard, it's a little tough. Our snowblower, we didn't prepare for it. We have a snowblower, but we needed to put the oil in it. We didn't prepare. So
I don't think anybody's snowblower worked. My neighbors didn't. Ours didn't. So we were all just kind of stuck. I didn't even have one of those things to clean off the cars with. I'm like, why don't I own one of those? I don't.
Because you didn't think of it. That's why. You didn't didn't think it would snow.
It's going to be that bad, yeah.
Always be prepared.
Always
pretty be. Unexpected.
Yeah, so.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. And also, they are encouraging kids to enjoy life and go build a snowman. The school superintendents are encouraging to do so. Right now, you know,
When was this? Because we still had school that day.
This was, let me see. This was very recent. No, this is Virginia. This is West Virginia.
Yeah, not anymore. Because we still had virtual day. There was no snow day this year.
Aww. Mm-hmm. But Western Virginia, they had fun, the kids. So the superintendent was like, it's the first snow day of the year. He wrote to them, December 15. And he said, this is the opportunity to make some memories with your family that you can hold on to for life. Isn't that sweet? So he said, enjoy a day of sledding, hot chocolate, cozy fires, take pictures with your kids so that they will outgrow by next year. And read books that you wanted to, you know, lose yourself in and haven't had the time for. I love that because it's just a superintendent of a school. Jefferson County School said that.
Nice.
You know, and it's just heartwarming. It's not saying push your kids to read or push your kids to school, just spend some time with your kids. That's really precious. Spending time with your kids goes a long way. Kids always remember that when they grow old. Like, go out and build a snowman with your kids.
Yeah.
I like that.
They should have done that here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just...
We were intending to build a snowman after shoveling, but we just got too tired.
A lot of work building a snowman.
I used to, on my own, build these giant snowmen. Like, there was the biggest one right in the middle of the front yard, and there was one by the driveway. And I made it so it would pose and, like, to say hi to everyone as people drive by. And then even the neighbor, like, we had this neighbor, like, across the street. He was like, oh, I protect your snowman. Some people were trying to knock it down. And I was like, oh, thank you. People really appreciate these little small touches in a neighborhood, especially if it's, like, something you made. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it could be worth building a snowman, especially this year, because we didn't really have snow like this last year.
Yeah.
We haven't had a good snowfall in a while.
And it's starting to melt, though. So, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it now, and it's just going to melt for today.
I think it's too hard now.
Yeah?
The snow. It's, like, almost, like, icy.
Oh, it's icy, yeah. You have to put salt everywhere.
Yeah.
When I used to be little, I would get sad as the snowmen I made would melt. Because I would dress them up with a scarf and a hat, and then it's just like, just see them slump over, and he's kind of get sad. It's like they're dying slowly.
It looks so ugly when it starts to melt, right?
Aww.
Yeah.
Watch it deteriorate in front of you, and I'm like, ugh. It becomes like black.
It's not like that watching Frosty melt, right? You become emotionally invested in it. It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm really emotional right now watching the robot melt.
Melting? You are enjoying that, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm so enjoying it.
You just beat me dead in it.
Huh?
Decapitated the robot.
Nailed it. I really enjoyed the nailed it experience at home. So.
I made snowflakes this year. I had wanted to make them for years, but this time I found a little time to make it. I'm going to show you guys a picture of my door and my snowflakes. I posted on Instagram, so I think most of you must have seen that.
Decorations.
What Instagram is?
What?
I don't know what Instagram is. I never go on.
Really? But this is what my red door.
Oh, that's cool.
I used to do that. You know, you fold the paper a couple of times, and then you cut out the design, and then you open it. Yeah.
And I made a nice evening out of it. I had a glass of wine. And I cut out the snowflakes, and then I put them on the door.
It always helps.
Really looks
good. I know. Nothing like homemade decorations.
Yeah. I remember doing that as a kid, making those little snowflakes with paper. Mm-hmm.
And they all turn out to be beautiful, no matter how badly you cut them. They all still turn out to be nice looking. So I had my dad make one. He was a little hesitant. I was like, just cut wherever. Just make sure that it's still intact. And then you open it up, he's like, oh, wow, it still looks good.
Yeah. Two snowflakes are alike, so technically. It's...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So there's a
just
quote.
Just like fingerprints.
Yeah, I think there's a quote about snowflakes. Every snowflake is different.
Stripes. I just found out there's no two zebras that are alike because their stripes. There's always something different about their stripes.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
They can't have twins.
They're like fingerprints. There's no two zebras with the same exact stripes. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Oh, look at them. They all look alike.
Yeah.
Every snowflake is different. Every zebra stripe.
Fact of the day. I think we need a new segment. Random fact of the day.
Yeah, I think our segment today will be based on the song from My Chemical Romance called Every Snowflake is Different.
Okay.
I don't know how it sounds, but let me see.
I have never heard of that song.
Every me too. I don't know.
That's
you
not
here.
No.
That's weird.
It does not sound like My Chemical Romance.
It does not sound like My Chemical Romance. I used to love their songs. Okay, but yes. So anyone else has anything else to say?
Damn, silence.
This never happened in the news network. Never.
Well, there's so much good news out there, too.
I never can get my screen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Gary has something to say.
Well, I'm trying to see.
It's his hip-hop name.
Gary. And Gary is about to hip-hop and sing a hip-hop song.
No, I don't know why it's...
There you go.
Gary, yeah, you ready to rap battle?
You better to rap?
Rap battle.
That's fine. I'll rap by the time. My name is Cindy. Your name is Sylvia. Your name is Dana, Eddie, Matthew, Gary. We here for you.
Good start. Should I share my quote in the meantime, Gary?
Yes. Yeah. If I can get this up
So here's a quote related to snowflakes, since we are on the subject for it. Snowflakes are one of nature's most fragile things, but just look at what they can do when they stick together.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Right?
Wow. That's so cute.
A lot of messages here.
So take what do you what think? You would like. What do you take it as?
I don't know. I wish not to share.
Okay.
It's going to sound political.
Okay, that's fine.
I was thinking about it like ants, you know, like one, you can squish one ant, but if you have an army of them, they can attack you and destroy you.
No, don't squish ants.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, an army of ants is stronger than one ant, right?
Yeah.
It's about nutrients and stuff, right?
And a bunch of snowflakes can turn into ice, and then you'll step on it and fall, stuff like that. So when people come together, they can make big changes.
Yes, they can.
They can be black ice that you should avoid, or they can turn themselves into snowmen so people can enjoy. So one of those.
Are you saying we shouldn't put salt down on ice because ice will rebel against us?
No, we should definitely put salt on ice because I can't see it and I'll fall.
Yeah. I don't want old people slipping and falling because then you could get sued. So
yeah.
And they could get hurt. I know. I haven't slipped this year, so.
Don't drink it. It's still snowy outside.
I think you made up for it in Iceland, Cindy.
Oh my gosh. Did I slip in Iceland? I don't remember.
You fell a lot. I still have videos of you like crushing down into the snow over and over, getting your legs stuck in it.
Oh my gosh. I must have cracked my head because I don't remember.
A lot of slipping and falling.
Well, we slipped.
You gotta take a picture because you're about to end.
Oh, we are?
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
Really? Okay.
You guys see it?
You know what happened? I think because I started recording late, maybe it start pushing the time more later.
Okay.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like a little late today, like 8 minutes. We can stop if you want, or we can go on.
You can go on.
Okay.
And on.
Because I'm guessing that, I don't know, usually it stops by now.
Maybe they gave unlimited because it's the holiday season.
It might have.
Oh, it could be.
All right.
So we have to give good news for the whole entire day.
Oh my God.
It's a challenge.
In the Bronx, that was had opened themselves up as a soup kitchen and started serving food to people in the community and stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was on the ABC News this morning or something.
Oh.
So I thought that was interesting. That was nice, especially during now. And I think it was another thing that was supported by crowdfunding initially.
Just like the snowflake quote, what you can do when you come together, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's more good news in West Virginia, by the way. I think I like West Virginia. Yeah.
Very nice people.
Yeah, so police in West Virginia gave traffic violators gift cards instead of tickets.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so you get a gift card if you violate traffic laws? I'll blow red lights all the time and collect gift cards.
Yeah, they were giving out gift cards. South Charleston Police Department was giving out gift cards instead of tickets to the traffic rule breakers. I don't know about that.
That just seems a little weird.
To break the laws.
You get a freebie.
So this person said, I ran a red light accidentally, of course, and was expected to get pulled over. The officer took my ID and car info, and when he came back, he surprised me by not giving me a ticket, but a gift card for Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, wow.
How wonderful is that? That's so weird. So
maybe he looked hungry.
Oh, man.
What was that?
I said maybe he looked hungry.
Maybe, but they accumulated $500 worth of cards to distribute.
The police in West Virginia are really nice. Violation.
I mean, this is I don't know if I agree with this, but I mean, I like to give people stuff, but you know, for breaking the law.
Maybe it was for like more genuine. They were like they were rushing to get somewhere important. That's why they were pulled over. So they're like, oh, instead of giving you a ticket, we'll give you this. I don't know if they actually like stopped violators and just gave them gift cards, you know? Like, I don't know if that would have made sense. Maybe the story describes it a little bit more as too.
No.
In later news, everyone runs stop signs and crashes into each other because they want free Chick-fil-A gift cards.
No, but that's bad because the lady, she wrote on Facebook that she ran the red light and she was expecting, you know, to get a ticket or something. But instead she got a gift card to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
So that's a little strange, yeah. Okay, West Virginia, you're too nice, I guess.
A little too nice.
I don't know. Somebody want to try it here and see if that happens?
No. You can try it.
If it doesn't, then we have to split the ticket between the six of us right here.
I think it's like
I'll send you guys a Venmo request.
It's $10, so divided by six.
Who gives a $10 ticket, Cindy?
What?
No, I mean, I think it's a $10 gift card.
You gotta split the Chick-fil-A too. Oh,
it didn't say $10 on it, but I'm guessing because they acquired $500 worth of cards to distribute, so I don't know. Oh no, it's $10. Yeah, it's $10. I said it here. Yeah. $10 gift cards. So yeah. $10 gift card. I mean, I don't eat Chick-fil-A, so you guys could split it into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Why don't you eat Chick-fil-A?
Because I don't eat meat. They only have chicken.
It's like a Burger King. They have fries, they have salads, they have everything there. It's not just chicken.
All right, fine. I'll eat their fries.
Their waffle fries are really good.
The sauce is good.
I tried a sauce because Sylvia snagged some sauce and it was so good.
Nice.
What I was going to trying to share was this Florida man, Mike Esman. He paid off so many utility bills. $7,600 worth of utility bills for neighbors who were struggling to pay off their deadlines for electric and basic services during the holiday season. So I think that is good. He's 74 years old.
Oh.
So,
wow. That's really good news.
That was nice. That's very good news. Aww. So whoever was struggling, he generously paid the bills, especially those who had cutoff dates. That's what I was trying to bring up.
I know. That's really nice. Utility bills, it's very pricey, especially now.
In Florida, Gary?
Yeah, this is in Florida.
Oh.
Gotcha. I think I found it.
That's it. Yep.
Okay, cool. All you, Gary. Go. Let me know what you want me to pull.
No, I basically said everything. It's not very detailed. It's just said that he, 36 households he paid. Well, he paid 114 households, $76,000. $7,600 in basic utility bills.
Aw, and he sent them holiday cards notifying that they'll be mailed this week. That's awesome. Esmond is the owner of Gulf Breeze Pools and Spas. He said he had a good year in 2020 and wants to share that. That's awesome. God. Very sweet.
Aw, that is really sweet. People actually need that.
Wow. And I just read he said he's also a little down on his luck and he has three daughters to raise, but he's still giving back.
Look at this. Firefighters rescue litter of puppies, but they realize they're not puppies at all. What the hell are they?
What were they?
Why am I seeing earwax? Okay.
Oh, okay. They're little earwax they rescued.
Are they otters?
What are they? I don't know.
We have to know.
The cute little earwax.
It's not something bad.
Is it showing? I don't like these like strange websites because then they don't really tell you what it is. Do I go next?
They just take you to a website with 1,000 advertisements.
Yeah, it's...
No. Pop-ups kill.
Okay. Oh, yeah, now it's about knees.
we'll never know.
Response time, 2-minute delay. Am I still in that same article? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
you did a slideshow.
Do I just keep going next?
Yes.
Why do this to us? This is not good news.
I know.
It's one of these sites that basically takes advantage in the sense of, you see how many advertisements are everywhere? They're hoping you accidentally click on them, and every time you do, they get paid.
I know, and just going through all of these pages, watch it end up being puppies. Like, oops, there were.
No, but it went to a different article. They're like,
can you guess what it is? Come on.
Article.
Yeah, so every time you have to click, and you keep getting farther and farther in the story.
Right. Until it's 20 really pages bad. In.
Come on.
They just inundate you with ads.
They really push those ads hard.
Tell me what they are.
Our listeners are very anxious to know.
Does it say anything for any cause? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like a puppy. Or
I think it's just a general picture.
Dog, anyway.
Let's keep going. Not looking at any of the ads. Always prepared.
The name is Good Bible Sharks.
What the heck? Oh.
That's a cat.
It's a cat.
That can't be it. Next. It's probably like the 12th page that I clicked next on. No worries.
They're puppies, but they're not puppies.
I guess they're a day older than a puppy, maybe.
They're fully grown midget dogs.
Now it just threw me off the website.
Oh no.
That's it. They were a bunch of Apple workers. That's what they rescued.
Oh, now it's
on the
tweet. Don't click on it.
Click X.
Claim my free protection here.
No.
Max don't need it.
It could be a virus.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. Now
that's not good news if Dana gets a virus. So.
No,
it's very bad news.
Max don't need it. So viral sharks. Avoid
that. Do not go on that viral sharks.
Yep.
Because they'll shark you.
I just gotta keep going back and not go, what is it, phishing? That's what they call it.
Yes
Like,
well, phishing is email, right? When you open those weird emails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So resveratrol in wine is good for the flu and cold. Anti-aging also. It shows that it helps with flu and COVID treatment.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let's get drunk for the real reason, for a good reason.
About Jack Daniels.
Let's bring out the rosés.
Well, it has to be wine because of the resveratrol in grapes. I remember a long time ago, I used to buy this serum, like a grape serum, and it had resveratrol, and they said, just put it on your face and you won't get wrinkles. It's true. A long time ago, I used to use a serum. I mean, I was young back then, so you can't see a difference, but yeah, it has to be grapes because I presume grapes are the only thing that has resveratrol for you to use.
Yeah, so the effective treatment has resveratrol flavonoids, known as polyphenols. It has the flu-fighting elements such as quercetin, I never heard of that, luteolin, fisetin, oh my gosh, curcumin. I feel like a scientist here. But not only does it do anti-aging, it does help with the flu and cold. I don't know how true this is, but maybe that glass of wine.
How much wine you have to drink to?
So they said a study: the healthy individuals were given a six-week course of 40 milligrams of resveratrol, and it was pretty effective for the flu season and COVID-19. They said COVID-19, so. I don't know how true that would be. But let's not drink too much, but we can spare a little wine if you want. I am not encouraging alcoholism.
Just a sip.
Just a sip, you know.
A glass of wine.
A sip a day helps keep COVID away.
That's a good one.
Good one.
Well, I've heard that a glass of wine a day can help lower the risk of heart disease or something. I've heard that in the past.
Red wine. Red, I think it's like
red wine.
Red quality wine. Not like the stuff.
Red wine.
It's not like supermarket wine.
Yeah.
Well, sugar. Beer is supposed to be healthy, even though I can't stand the taste of it.
What?
Like one beer a day is supposed to be healthy too.
Really?
It helps you fight against us. Like you won't get sick, it boosts your immune system.
I think they asked like this like 100-year-old woman what her secret to longevity was, and she said beer. Beer and avoiding men is what she said.
that would work.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact of the day again. I want to look at the running. Hold on. Now I got to like confirm it. I'll show you guys my screen. Since we have all the time in the world now, thanks to Zoom.
Thank you, Zoom. Thank you, Zoom, for this extra time in the world so our listeners could have more of our voices.
Ah, so no animal has a more distinctive coat than the zebra. Each animal's stripes are as unique as fingerprints. No two zebras are alike, although each one of the three species has its own general pattern. Why do zebras have stripes at all? And then there was another question when I was typing this in. Are zebra stripes black or white, or black or brown? Huh.
Oh.
What do you guys think?
Black and white.
They're black and white, like pandas.
But why would somebody ask that question?
Yeah. One of the most asked questions about zebras. So what's up with the stripes? Zebras are generally thought to have white coats with black stripes, sometimes brown stripes. That's because if you look at most zebras, the stripes end on their belly and towards the inside of their legs, and the rest is all white.
But I've ever seen a zebra with brown stripes before.
Maybe it's like a dark brown.
Yeah.
Good images.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Ah, look, I see some brown ones.
Oh,
maybe the babies are brown. Yeah, looks that way. And then maybe their color develops as they get older. Because see, all of the babies are brown striped. Look at these little pony looking.
Brown baby.
Yeah. And look, their stripes end on their belly. So they're white with black stripes, not black with white stripes. So interesting.
Tickle their bellies.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, look at the prints on this. Here.
They are different now.
Like, look at that. This one versus this one.
Well, they kind of do look like fingerprint patterns. So, like, when you wear a zebra stripe, like, you wear a zebra striped shirt, it's like you're wearing a fingerprint shirt.
Pretty much, yeah. If that zebra print shirt wasn't made from like the same printing machine that just
famous zebra, right?
We're really deep thinkers today.
We are. It's a scientific crew at the moment.
Yeah.
I believe polar bears aren't actually white.
Oh my polar bears?
Yeah, they're supposedly like a yellowish tint, and they just reflect the snow that makes them look like they're actually white or something.
Oh, really? That's interesting too.
Since we're on National Geographic channel now.
That's true, because when you go to the zoos, the polar bears look really like yellow. And I always wondered that. I'm like, why do they look so dirty here? But then that makes sense. They're not on real snow. So that light doesn't reflect off of them.
We love
anything
our animals.
Else that you guys are curious about?
anything curious. What are you guys curious about in life?
Secret to a long life.
Hold on. Oh, 107-year-old woman.
Oh.
It's being alone.
Really? No, that can't be.
No, I don't like this.
Okay, wait. Diet and exercise have long been attributed to a long life, but a 107-year-old woman says the reason why she was able to live so long was because she never got married.
Wow.
I could see that.
Is this the woman who said she's beer was...
No, I don't think so. I think that was another, like, crazy lady, but I liked her, too.
Oh, gosh. Is marriage such a bad thing?
I mean, I have heard that having kids takes a toll on a woman's body. That takes a few years away, too. So I think not getting married and not having kids kind of goes hand in hand, I guess, to a certain degree. That's too, I mean, in her era, it did. In her generation.
You could be married and not have kids.
That's true. But back in the day, it wasn't really like that when, I guess, when she was
in. That's true.
But now things are very different. So
yeah.
That's an assumption that. No, we make now, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well,
I don't think she's saying that she's lonely. She's just alone. She probably has a really good network of people that she still talks to.
Yeah, that's why I felt like this title doesn't probably, it's just to grab people's attention and just have them read on. But yeah, it does say that it's because she didn't get married, not because she was lonely. Because
there's a lot of stories about older people, they die because they're lonely. You know, the loneliness actually kills them. So it's, I think she does have a good support system to keep her so young.
Yeah. There's
also people that, well, it's more typical of men, it seems like. There's some men that decide to just live in the woods by themselves for the rest of their life and kind of cut off humanity, and they live for, like, ever.
Like Mowgli and Tarzan?
Like, there's a guy in Chile. He's like 80-something years old. All he does is live in total isolation. He reads newspapers once in a while. He listens to the radio. So I think it has more to do with the fact that, you know, not getting stressed out. People cause other people stress. Children cause stress. Stress kills.
Or just living in the mountains is good.
Yeah. And he has pets.
Oh, okay.
All right. You better have good Wi-Fi.
He doesn't have Wi-Fi at all, actually. He just he set up a one of those copper radios that he can listen to, like, one station every so often. So he knows all the current world events.
He doesn't have pressures of, like, social media. And that's the thing, that, right, when you have kids, you have to provide for them. So when you have to provide for them, you have to work your ass off to provide for these kids. And that takes a toll on your life, too. Because you set things aside that you want to do because you want the best for your kids, and then that, you know, impacts your stress levels and all that stuff too. It's all a domino effect.
It could be.
They do say stress is the number one killer, right? So.
Yes. Just yesterday, last night, I was watching a video about a 107-year-old mom in China gave her her 84-year-old daughter candy.
Yeah.
Candy? Yeah, like, and both of her daughters are still alive, and she's 107 years old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called The Warm Moment a Woman, 84, Gets Candy from Her Mom. Yeah. So they were showing how she took like 5 pieces of candy at an event that they were at. And she took the candy and she gave it to her daughter, who's 84 years old. It was so cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, you can live longer without stress and also listening to us, hopefully. We haven't stressed you out and made it all everyone smile. I definitely
Yes, you do. Maybe smiles, everyone. Smile.
Smile, everybody. Smile right now. I want everyone to smile.
Put a smile on your face.
Make your life better.
Put a smile on your face.
Say what you're going to do. Say what you're going to do.
What you're going to do.
Vitamin C, right? That's who it's by?
Yes. Yes.
I wonder what happened to vitamin C.
And make sure you have your vitamin C.
Yes. Everyone, please have your vitamin C. And you can listen to
vitamin C. Is everyone having calcium? My doctor recommended calcium.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I'm having calcium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Calcium chews with cookies and cream flavor. Vitamin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got it from GNC. Yeah.
Nice.
And your zinc.
Zinc, yes, it's very important. And D3. I heard D3 is very good to combat any flus. Mm-hmm.
D3, okay.
D3, I have that. Pretty good. It combats any flu like symptoms and before it occurs. So D3. Yeah, D3 right there. Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Bone D.
Mm-hmm.
D3 and calcium.
Perfect. And zinc. So
and then I also take this.
Oh, very nice.
For me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we're going shopping today, folks. For vitamins.
Yes, absolutely. I'll definitely make sure you take your vitamins.
Dana, try and have a picture and send it to us so we can know what to get.
Sure.
Because that looks very good. I need to have more immune fighting vitamins.
Yes, I make sure I take my, also I'm taking elderberry now. And I heard that's really good for your system. It's a vegan gummy.
Memory, no?
Huh?
Isn't elderberry for memory too? Or is that blueberries?
I'm Something not sure.
Berries for memory too.
Blueberries is very good for memory, but I'm not sure about elderberry. And elderberry is also good for your immunity. I am very paranoid when I go out. So when I, as soon as I come home, I wash my hands and then I take vitamin C, zinc, and elderberry.
Hmm.
And tea. I make sure I drink tea now. I think I get paranoid. So, but it helps. I'm safe and well.
Yeah, I think you can make tea with elderberry too, right? There's elderberry teas.
Elderberry tea. Yeah, they also have the teas, vitamins, the syrup. They have elderberry syrup.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, they do. If you go to Rite Aid or any pharmacy, they have the elderberries on Nature Made, I think. I'm not sure. Or Sambucol is the brand I use.
Are the tubal vitamins more effective than pills or something?
I don't know. I just like chewing on gummies.
Especially cookie and cream flavored, right?
Yeah. Oh, cookies and cream flavor. Oh, it's so good. I just eat it just to eat it. I take one. It's calcium.
Sambucol. It's for gummies. Immune support. Yeah, yep. That's good. It's good for this time.
It's kind of a little bitter, but it's not bad. It's a gummy. No.
The gummies taste like candy. They taste so good.
Yeah.
I'm eating mine now, but I didn't take it today.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think you're right. I think Zoom is doing something where it's more longer. I don't know why, but maybe it's for the holidays.
Don't ask.
But it's just always a pleasure speaking to all of you. And I don't think I said who's here. So I'm here, Cindy, Sylvia, Dana, Eddie, Matthew, and Gary. And I'm very happy to be here and you guys listening to us.
Oh, very nice. Oh, actually, there is something going on because they did remove the 40-minute limit. Oh. Between December 19 through Saturday, December 9th. So this is here. These are the times Zoom lifted the 40-minute limit. At 10 a.m. Thursday, December 17 through 6 a.m. Saturday, December 19 for Hanukkah. And it's going to be lifted Wednesday, December 23rd. To December 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 a.m. for Christmas Eve and Christmas. And on December 30th through January 2nd for New Year's Eve and New Year's.
Nice.
So now we know.
So, okay. Well, today is, what's today's date? The 20th. So maybe that counted? I don't know.
Maybe they forgot.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll send you guys. Yeah.
Sometimes when you use Zoom consistently, they sometimes give it to you. Because I've had that happen in my sessions too, where my sessions are 30 minutes. And they say, oh, go ahead, use it unlimited. And I was like, oh, not that I need to, but if they see that you're consistently using it, they give it to you like once in a while.
That's really nice. I only use it for good news. And also I used it yesterday for the Nailed It Bake Off online. Okay. So maybe because of yesterday, they decided to give it.
So you nailed it for free Zoom.
I nailed it. Yeah, you guys could watch an episode on Netflix. It's really fun baking show. They just have a lot of fun on the show. The cakes are not professional, by the way. It's silly in the end because it's just amateur bakers. It's just funny and, you know, stress-free to watch. I just love the Food Network show. Just watching it is just relief.
Doesn't it make you hungry, though?
Sometimes. I love to eat, so I eat a lot.
Eddie, I don't think you were there that time when Cindy was like, yeah, before I go to bed, I watch, like, dessert shows, and I watch people eat dessert and make dessert, because that way I don't have to eat it. So she takes pride in other people making and consuming it. So that's how she goes to bed at night.
Yeah.
You live vicariously through them.
Yes, at night. I have my share all day, but at night I'm like, oh, you know, I go on Instagram and I look up desserts, and people make some intricate desserts. It's so delicious looking. And then I sleep.
And you wake up hungry.
I wake up with a smile on my face, knowing that I just saw delicious chocolate put in on a cake with little nuts, or I don't know, delicious cake shaped into people or something. All this creation. I'm a foodie.
Yes, most of us are.
Yes. I know.
I know
Dana,
I am.
Yeah, I know Dana. Yeah, Gary definitely. Dana loves noodles a lot. And I'm
like
that.
Soup.
Yeah, yeah, you're a soupy noodles girl. Yeah. Gary, what kind of
that
food do you...
slurping soupy girl.
Oh, no. Yeah, I slurp sometimes when I drink my soup. Like
sometimes.
Dana hates
every spoonful. She slurps every spoonful.
That's a sign of great respect in Japan.
I knew Matthew would jump in. Matthew jumps in. That's the way to enjoy soup.
But that's a sign of respect. If you don't slurp your food in Japan, you're insulting the people that make the ramen, by the way.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind when I go to Japan.
Next girls trip. Next good news trip.
Good news trip. Yeah.
Good news trip. We'll all slurp our soups.
Yeah. And you won't get annoyed?
If I'm doing it, I don't think I'll get annoyed.
Okay.
Everybody doing it for fun, then it's one thing.
We'll all do it at the same time so nobody gets annoyed.
Yes.
Let's slurp.
Okay, timing slurp.
You can't hear other people slurping if you're slurping.
Exactly. You can't be
so how do you eat oysters?
Oysters I slurp. Because it's like you have to create that suction to get that oyster out. But for you just put the spoon in your mouth and you eat it. I can't stick an entire oyster in my mouth.
I can't either. No, I have to have sauces. The sauces and then scoop it out.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the red vinegar.
Thanks. Now I want some oysters.
I know.
Can we go but Oceanic? They don't have indoor dining anymore, right?
No indoor dining. No.
I was gonna say that's good Oceanic broil. All
I know.
Of us.
So there's a place that Dana and I like to go, Oceanic Broil. And it's so delicious with the delicious seafoods. You guys would really enjoy it.
Oh, is that the one in Jackson Heights?
Yes. Happy hour, they have dollar oysters.
I've heard about
it. Thank you. We're trying to find a place for dollar oysters. Well, I have.
Yes.
During happy hour only. That's why we get there. I think it's until like 7 p.m.
Yes.
So we get there at like 6:55 and sit down and be like, we want two dozen oysters. Put it on the order now before the happy hour runs out.
We did that multiple times.
That sounds good.
Yes.
And I usually have like half to a dozen oysters.
Me too. I have a dozen, actually. I just order a dozen right away. I don't even think. I just say like, one dozen.
Yeah. Good aphrodisiac.
Oceanic
broil?
Boil.
Okay, that's going to be on my list then.
37th Avenue. There's shrimp in there. Oceanic sauce is so good. It's spicy. Mm. And then they put potatoes and corn in there. Mm.
And you can have non-spicy too. They have different sauces.
I'm used to spices now, so.
Oh.
Okay. I'm good now.
Oh, you can do the hot ones challenge now.
No, I don't challenge myself. I just want to be, you know, something good, but no pressure.
Because then you pay for it the next day, right?
That's right. If
that
I get too hot.
Pressure is no fun. Yeah.
Yeah, true story. Matthew and his friends had a hot ones challenge. And the next day, his friend's gallbladder broke, and he ended up getting surgery the next day.
Ooh.
That doesn't sound like good news.
Did he win though?
Yeah. So Matthew and
no, that's
won.
Good news.
So that's good news. So he survived too.
He won.
I mean, Matthew won first, but then he ate the last pepper. So basically, he won too. Okay.
So he won and he lost.
Huh?
He won and he lost.
Yeah, he won and he lost.
I hope he doesn't listen. He's right there talking about me.
He would be happy that we talked about him. He's very friendly.
If you had milk in my eyes, you still lost.
Oh yeah, so he kept drinking milk. Like the whole thing was very hard for him. But
let's have oranges.
Mm-hmm?
Let's have oranges.
Oh, orange might be a better than milk.
Yeah.
Best thing to drink is water because it makes it hotter.
Why is that? Why? Why would you do that?
Matthew is crazy. So he just likes to kill his tongue.
It doesn't hurt me at all. It doesn't hurt coming out either from me. I don't understand people saying it hurts.
Anymore. Your taste buds are probably fried.
I can taste things. I just have tolerance and I don't feel pain, I guess.
Matthew's dream is to be on the show Hot Ones.
I keep challenging him. I'm waiting. So, I'm going to take that show over. That show belongs to me afterwards. I should be interviewing celebrities.
Like, YouTube videos about these things. That's a good thing to have. People would like to watch you like sweat if you sweat while you eat spicy things.
I've had the hottest hot sauce in the world and had a little sweat on my forehead. That's it.
Okay.
Cindy has
don't do it too much. Don't do it too much.
The gallbladder.
Gary worries about you.
Yeah, as your gallbladder doesn't go from the hot sauce. I don't believe it went from that. It's just coincidence.
Gary cares.
Yes. I've had a lot of hot stuff and now I'm just like, okay, no more, no more.
So when
but like I said, I'm getting used to it, so.
When they say heartburn, is it really heartburn?
It's acid.
It feels like.
It feels like it, yeah. But it's not like.
It's because the acid in your stomach goes up to your esophagus and bones near where your heart is. It's not actually in the heart, but it kind of feels like that, I guess. But I don't get that from hot sauce.
I don't know. I got it from eating a whole pie of pizza. And my heart started fluttering. It was pretty bad. This happened like a few days ago.
This was recent?
Yeah. You ate an entire
pizza? With toppings?
Yeah. With toppings, yeah.
So ooh, like a 12-inch? Like a pizzeria
medium,
pie?
Medium size, yeah. A medium size pizza pie. But I ate the entire thing because I'm watching a show.
You see Cindy's pride here. I'm so proud of her for it.
I ate it over
time.
Pie.
She did it.
No, it was an
hour. I'll do that when I was younger. Yeah. I got an hour pizza pie now.
Papa John's, so the whole Papa John's pie. That was a pretty bad decision because my heart was really fluttering. I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I should keep back 2 slices and eat like 6. I don't know.
Serving size is usually 2 slices.
I know. I go above and beyond the serving size, which is bad. But yeah, don't look for me for health advice. But the good news is that the pie tasted delicious.
Okay.
That's all. That's
good coming from Papa John's.
Yeah. Oh, Papa John's is good.
You guys like Papa John's? I don't know.
I like Papa John's.
I like real pizza more, but...
Me too. I like Pizzeria or Pizza Hut if I have to go for a chain pizza.
I don't know about Pizza Hut.
I don't know about chain pizzas.
Yeah, like Domino's is like...
I've told that Domino's cardboard. Tastes good now.
No, Domino's sides taste good. I don't know about the pizza.
I thought they changed the recipe or something recently. Like, well, the last 5 years. I don't know, because I never eat Domino's.
Because that stuff tasted like garbage. So, guys, I won't be here next Sunday.
Oh, why not? Where are you going?
Florida. I'm taking a week off to be at the beach. I just got an email from United stating that they're going to give us a snack bag before we get on the flight, and that's going to include, you know, it's called an all-in-one snack. I'm reading the email now. It's going to give 2 snacks plus a sealed beverage on a flight between 1 to 2 hours.
Yeah,
you'll receive the sealed bag on board. Oh, it's going to be on board. So I guess they are cleaning. But they didn't mention anything about getting tested before getting on the flight, which I think is a little weird.
I thought that they do that now. They test you before you go.
Oh, you have a waiver to sign that acknowledges you don't have COVID or the symptoms. That's
but what if you had?
That's not good.
I know.
That's some scary stuff right there.
Yeah.
I won't be seeing you, Dana, until another month or so. You know.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to come back and get tested. I'm flying back on a Friday, so that means Saturday morning I'm going to go get tested. I'm going to get both the rapid and the nasal swab. So that
be
way.
Careful.
Okay, that's good.
I've heard of false negatives for that, the rapid, so I'm not chancing that. So
yeah.
I'm going to be careful about it, but I need this trip. I need this vacation. I'm tired.
They should go have more precautions, though. They should have a little more, I feel.
I thought they would, but I feel like then people wouldn't fly, right? So that's why they're trying to encourage people to fly. And
better safety, better safety than...
But who cares about the money, you know, in the business? It's better to be have people safe than make
money.
Yeah,
I like life.
Yeah. I don't know. This is JetBlue.
No, United.
Oh, United. Okay. United, please put some safety caution if you're hearing this.
I mean, they did have like a full-blown thing about how they're cleaning. They want you to have your mask on the entire time with a shield over it. Yeah, they provide things if you need on the flight and things like that. So, and they are, I think, walking off rows in between. So you're not going to be sitting elbow to elbow to somebody else either.
Oh, that's
so.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you're not sitting with your friend.
No, you can't. I don't think you could sit next to people on the flights. That's why you can't pick your own seats and stuff, because they've blocked off rows. Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's smart.
But there are.
As long as you wear your PPE, should be okay.
Yeah.
Mask and everything.
Yeah.
Well, good. You're going to Florida. I hope you have fun.
What part of Florida?
Naples and Fort Myers. The first night I'm going to fly, and we're going to go over to Naples, go to some wineries and stuff and the beach, and then drive over to Fort Myers and then a couple of nights there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Was that the school bell?
I know. I think
That was my text message. Yeah. My parents want to go see some lights today. So we're trying to figure out where to go. We're going to go like drive to like Times Square to see the Rockefeller tree and things like that. So have you guys seen any Christmas lights in Queens?
Well, yeah, Eddie and Gary shared last week.
The Manhattan ones,
yeah.
Right?
But
the Queens, Manhattan ones,
right? Oh, yeah, Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
Like the Dyson Heights, but in Queens.
I heard Whitestone's pretty good, but I haven't gotten out there.
Yeah, someone shared their Queens Rockaway, like, photos. People in the Rockaways.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Insane. Jamaica State, is it?
But people in the neighborhood give them money. People in the neighborhood give them money too.
Oh, so wow. So it's a community effort.
Oh, I know. I my one friend always posts it. I don't know where it is. I've never seen it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I really wanted to decorate my house, but I didn't get a chance to. I mean, the front of the place. But maybe next year.
Yeah. We have one string of light that we have outside. We just have to get a drop cord and plug it in. So that's the most minimal effort we can do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the extended version of our podcast. Unknowingly extended, but you know, it was a great surprise.
Annoyingly or
holiday edition?
No, not annoyingly. Surprisingly.
Unknowingly.
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 Just brand it the extended holiday edition or something.
Yeah, so I think so. Okay, that's so cool. I hope everybody enjoyed us and enjoy your holiday, and Dana, enjoy your trip. I hope everybody enjoy your day and your week.
Think of us when you're warm.
Yes, please think of us.
Enjoy the beach.
I'll see if I could join on that Sunday. Wait, which Sunday? Yeah, I may be. I'll see if I remember.
Okay. Well, maybe you could live stream from Florida. See how it looks, right?
From the beach. Yeah.
Oh,
can you try? That would be so much fun. I definitely want to see it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
And we're going to be...
Transfer some sunshine.
And we're going to be in robes, and we're going to be like this.
I'll be relaxing on that. I mean, it's not going to be that hot over there, but it's going to be warmer than here, which is nice.
Okay. Yay.
And then she'll have her red wine, saying, look, I'm muting myself from
yeah.
Well, oh yeah, right? I'll have some elderberry in it. I'll stir in some elderberry in it.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Elderberry wine. Come on.
You guys should create like a COVID cocktail.
Okay. We'll create it and then maybe next week we'll have it.
Yes.
Everyone create your COVID cocktail for next week. It could be anything. It could be non-alcoholic too. And we can just drink it. And then I'll say what I put in it.
Well, it'll be afternoon, so we can have a drink.
Okay. That's fine. All right, everyone. So I hope everyone have a great week. And take
you
care.
You too. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
Yes.
Have a happy Christmas Friday.
Yay. And a happy Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Come on.
We
wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And see you before New Year.
And see you before New Year's. Let's end 2020 with a bang.
Yes.
A good bang. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your day.